So I'm really curious, what comes to mind when you hear that word, laziness? I think she really spoke clearly on it. I think that's what happens for most of us, right? We feel a little sense of guilt. I mean, I was really amazed to find out that my own reaction to this word was really quite negative. When I feel like I'm being lazy, I'm not very kind to myself. How fascinating, really, that a word can have such an effect, right? It's a word. But ours is a culture that measures our worth, right, by how much we get done, how much we accomplish, how much we earn, our efficiency, our ability to perform this or that. Certainly productivity has its place, but worshiping at its altar daily robs us, I think, of the very capacity we have inside of us for joy. For what really does make life worth living? How we spend our days, of course, is how we spend our lives. So, and as I move into the autumnal period of my own life, I find myself much more willing to explore these reactions, more open, more honest with myself. So when I found myself reacting so negatively to this word, I realized I needed to be quiet with it and find out, why do I feel this way? I would like to shed all my beliefs that I can possibly be inadequate. I'd like to shed the feeling of guilt attached to this word for myself. For I find that all words can have multiple meanings, and I can have multiple reactions to it. So I thought, what else does this word mean to me? Rather than feeling discouraged by laziness, I think we should get to know laziness profoundly. Perhaps this very moment, laziness can become our own personal teacher. Wow, there's a thought, right? Being lazy could be our personal teacher. That certainly made me think about a little further about how much I enjoy being lazy. Traditionally, however, laziness has been thought of as one of the obstacles to awakening. So, let's think about that a minute. Is it an obstacle to awakening, being lazy? Once again, I've come to understand that there are always more than two opposing truths. So, that means that we can really look at all sides of this word. So first, I think there's the laziness of comfort. When we just try to stay comfortable and cozy, most definitely feelings of comfort are enjoyable. And yet, perhaps we've developed a pattern of behavior that does not really enrich our lives anymore, yet we are comfortable, so we choose to stay in this pattern. And yet, should we not celebrate all behaviors that we've chosen and trust we will change these patterns, these feelings, when we're ready to do so? So if laziness of comfort is a good thing, does it really matter if it's good or bad? And is there anything really that's good or bad? So then there's another laziness I found when I was just really thinking about this word. What does it mean to me? There's the laziness of loss of heart, a kind of deep discouragement, a feeling of giving up on ourselves, of hopelessness. I would see that as a form of laziness. Perhaps we've experienced a loss, a tragedy, and rather than experience the pain that this experience has caused, we really allow ourselves to stay right stuck there because we don't want to work through the grief. It's a lot of work, isn't it, to face grief, to face real emotion. And yet, I'm totally certain that this form of laziness also has a lot of things to teach us, and that ultimately it will open up our hearts so that we might find a deeper level of emotion and bring compassion into our own lives through our laziness. Because once again, when we discover fully what something means to us, what it feels like when we work through it, it allows us to look at others in a different light as well, who might be experiencing many of the same things. So there's also a laziness I found of couldn't care less. That's when we harden ourselves into resignation and bitterness and just close down. And we look around the current state of the world, we certainly see plenty of this form of laziness, don't we? And yet, does this form of laziness also hold a way of lessons? Does staying there allow for growth in a new direction? If I allow that to be true, that thought, it certainly changes the way I view people who do not share my opinion, right? It allows me to look at the world a little differently right now. That maybe everybody's where they are in their own form of laziness because that's where they need to be. But let us not forget the joyful laziness, where we could really learn to enjoy being lazy without any recrimination. For example, what do I do when I'm feeling lazy? I sit still. I enjoy the moment. My cat sits on my lap and I feel totally at peace with the world. I feel loved. I feel supported. I feel connected. Or how about when I just choose to sit with a friend and have tea for an afternoon and let the whole afternoon unwind without giving a thought to what else could I be doing? And yet, how is it that I judge so many of these moments as worthless, of having no value? How can that possibly be? Built into our human predicament seems to be the assumption that we should eliminate all of our failings, as if indeed we view laziness as a failing. But if we ask ourselves, where does our true joy come from? Where does our inspiration come from? They do not come from seeing laziness as an opponent or something that we should leap over. They do not come, certainly, from denigrating ourselves for enjoying our laziness. Perhaps we'll find they do not come from getting rid of anything. They do not come from dividing ourselves into two, certainly not against struggling against our own two selves, right? The part of us that enjoys being lazy, the part of us that feels guilty. The path of awakening certainly is a process. I'm sure we'd all agree on that, right? And it's the process of gradually learning to become intimate with our so-called obstacles. So rather than feeling discouraged by laziness, I think we should look into it further. I think we should become very curious about it. We could get to know laziness profoundly, actually embrace laziness as an essential part of life. We could unite with laziness. We could be our laziness, know its smell and its taste, feel it fully in our bodies. The spiritual path is a process of relaxing into this very moment of being. We touch this moment when we have a loss of heart. In this moment of pain, of avoidance, of couldn't care less, we should touch on all these moments and simply trust that we will move forward from this point. Whether we allow ourselves the quiet that comes from meditation or simply allow ourselves to sit on the couch because it really does feel great, we can touch our experience without getting hooked by any kind of storyline. That's what I find often happens when I try to sit and allow myself to be quiet and lazy. I find a story starts. Oh, you know, there's dishes, there's this. And I love learning how to let go of getting hooked by my own storyline. We can touch this very moment of being and enjoy the wonders that find us when we are lazy. That's where my thoughts of talks come from, is when I'm sitting and just being lazy. Sometimes the most important thing in a whole day is to rest. It's the rest we take between two deep breaths. We join our loss of heart with honesty and kindness. Instead of pulling away from the pain of laziness, we should move closer. We should lean into it. We should learn to swim there. So maybe we can just open the window for a minute, or go for a walk, or maybe we'll choose to sit silently. But whatever we do, please let you stay with yourself, to go behind the words, behind the ignoring, to feel the quality of this moment in our hearts. We can start to train in openness and compassion toward this moment. This very moment of laziness truly can become our personal teacher. Look what it made me think about myself. Look what it opened up in me, this reaction of, why do I have to feel guilty because I'm being lazy? Certainly, as my body changes, as I get older, I love being lazy in a way I've never experienced before. And of course, it allows me to be more compassionate toward anybody else that I might term to judge as lazy, correct? Maybe I can let go of that judgment on that word altogether through this new thought. The laziness of joy, the joy of being lazy. I think it has a nice ring to it, don't you? You know, and actually, there's a noble art of getting things done. But sometimes I think there might be a nobler art of leaving things undone. So I'm really excited that I'm learning to embrace laziness, enjoy the moment of nothing, of letting the beauty of the world remind me to allow laziness to continue to always be a daily part of my day. So thank you for allowing me to come and be lazy with you for a moment. I appreciate it.